CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. I welcome the American Enterprise Institute, Sadanan Dume, writing his column in the Wall Street Journal, observing Afghanistan, the tragedy in Kabul, and now the rearranging of the players in Central Asia. What does it mean for India? Sadanan, I go immediately to the extremely witty and, you correctly say, influential journalist, Shekhar Gupta, who, after the decision was released, and most recently because of the tragedy and the withdrawal, said that Mr. Biden was a sheep in sheep's clothing. What does that tell us about the Indian reaction? Good evening to you.
Very good evening, John. Yes, I think that the sheep in sheep's clothing jibe, which, as many listeners may know, was something that Churchill had first used to describe Clement Attlee a long time ago, in many ways sums up the response in New Delhi. The response among the commentariat, in particular in India, has been one of grave disappointment and great fury. Because India feels, rightly in my view, that its security is now compromised. And the point I make in the Wall Street Journal is that by compromising India's security on its western border with Pakistan, not very far from Afghanistan, makes it more difficult for India to perform the kind of role that we in the United States would like it to perform in the Pacific as a counter to China.
You also quote from Samir Saran, president of the Indian think tank Observer Research Foundation. His comment, land frontiers still matter, and the U.S. has ceded South and Southwest Asia to Beijing. Help me understand how Beijing is a winner here.
Well, in a couple of ways. The first and the most obvious ways in which Beijing is a winner is that Afghanistan is now controlled by the Taliban. The Taliban is widely viewed as a proxy of sorts of the Pakistani military and Pakistan's military intelligence. And Pakistan itself is in turn a proxy of China. It is probably China's closest ally. It is a place where the Chinese have been pouring in money for the China-Pakistan economic corridor. And because Pakistan has outsized influence in Afghanistan, this means that the Chinese will have outsized influence in Afghanistan too. We've already seen some talk of the Chinese touring the Bagram airbase, which was left, in my view, quite precipitately by the Biden administration. Maybe those rumors turn out not to be true, but it does certainly seem that we have reached a point where the most dominant great power in Afghanistan is indeed going to be China.
You point out that India has long had a conflict between the continental commitment and the maritime commitment. What does that mean, Sadanan?
Well, essentially, it's sort of something that goes back in, you know, indeed to the days of the British Raj, where, of course, the question was, do you view India through the prism of the instability on its northwest frontier? Or do you view India through its capabilities, given by its potential naval capabilities and maritime capabilities, given its long coastline? Now, independent India has been focused to a large degree on the continental question, which in a nutshell is Pakistan on the western frontier. It has not been fully engaged with the maritime question, which has more to do with China. From a U.S. perspective, we would like India to be a greater maritime power, because the challenge from China is a maritime challenge. However, if India is caught up with its continental challenge, which is to do with terrorism and instability emanating from Pakistan linked to Afghanistan, then India has less will and fewer resources to engage with the maritime challenge.
I see. That explains the interpretation that this decision of the U.S. to abandon Afghanistan weakens India's ability to help in the Quad. Is that how to translate it immediately?
That is exactly what it is. And we have a Quad meeting coming up in Washington in a couple of days. In fact, this is going to be the first in-person meeting at the leader level where the leaders of all four Quad countries, the U.S., Australia, Japan, and India, are going to meet in person at the White House. Now, I'm sure there will be some interesting announcements. We've already seen the trilateral agreement between the U.S., Australia, and the U.K., which is also quite interesting. So things are moving very rapidly in that part of the world. But one of the things that I think got lost in the shuffle as the Biden administration thought through this was that, was by pulling out of Afghanistan in the manner in which they did, very awkwardly, very precipitately, what would be the security implications for India, and then how would those implications play into the plans for the Quad? And that's the point I was trying to highlight in my column.
A detail that came up right away was, did the Biden administration consult with our ISAF allies, chiefly NATO? France, I know, has been outspoken. Boris Johnson has been careful, but his parliament has been outspoken. To your knowledge, was Mr. Modi, his national security apparatus, were they apprised of the sudden exit of the U.S.? Were they consulted about the timeline?
I am not sure if anyone, I think many people were taken by surprise. India, unlike NATO and ISAF, did not have troops over there. And it's certainly true that the U.S. government did help India get some of its nationals out once things collapsed. The truth is that everybody was blindsided. The U.S. was blindsided too. No one thought Kabul would fall so quickly. And so India was certainly blindsided by that. And the repercussions, and you can see this in the commentary that I've highlighted in my column, has been one of, you know, profound shock, because what they're worried about is terrorism really resuming in a very aggressive manner, in a way in which they had seen after the last time a superpower left Afghanistan, which was when the Mujahideen beat the Soviet Union in the late 1980s.
The containment of China, if that is the ambition of the Biden administration, my reading of a map is that unless India is on board, there is no containment. Is that the way Delhi sees the map? We're the number one corner piece of the containment.
Absolutely, right? I mean, the very term that we use these days, the Indo-Pacific, there is no Indo-Pacific without India. India is the Indo-Pacific. And if we're looking at the sea lanes, if we're looking at China's ability to project power over distance, India is absolutely critical in any attempt to seriously prevent China from exerting that kind of hegemony. And so part of it is, in fact, a large part of it is geographical advantage, the very fact that India sits where it sits. The other part of it, of course, is that India is a very large country. It's not as prosperous as China, but it has 1.4 billion people. And to have a nation of 1.4 billion people with very large armed forces and a willingness to use them, there's a sort of, you know, robust nationalistic sentiment when it comes to things like defending the borders, does make India an important part of the Quad. And so as we sort of start putting the pieces on moving the pieces around on this chessboard, it's obvious that India is a more important piece in the chessboard than it was before China rose to prominence. And that's the paradox, that on the one hand, India today is more important to the U.S. than it has been in the past. But on the other hand, this withdrawal from Afghanistan, which was meant to strengthen the U.S. hand against China, may have inadvertently weakened one element of that, which is the Quad, of which India is a vital component.
Final 30 seconds, Sadanand. The Indian government has been, as you report, careful in its response. Are they looking now for more conversation with the Biden administration to seal or to reinforce weaknesses where they see them?
I think the Indians would be looking for some kind of reassurance from the Biden administration on issues of terrorism. They would expect the Biden administration to keep up pressure, particularly on the Pakistanis, using financial measures and other measures to ensure that there isn't an upsurge of Islamist terrorism in India.
Sadanand Dume of the American Enterprise Institute. His column is in the Wall Street Journal about India's reaction to, so far, the tragedy in Afghanistan. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.